Right, we're back here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, and Steve Linton, and his daughter, Sophia. Hello again.
Hello.
Good stuff. Hiya. I know. Steve, where did that month go?
I know. I really thought of that earlier on, and it's just unbelievable where it just goes so quickly. It's amazing. Yes. It's amazing.
So, Steve, you're part of the 3G project, essentially from Brentwood Town Football Club, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, for anyone who didn't listen a few weeks ago, a project that we started off last summer, and the main aim over the 12-month period is to raise money and funds to have a three-generation football pitch over at the football club, ultimately to benefit the whole community, really, just not the football club, but different organisations in the local area. Schools, youth clubs, a wealth of opportunity. So that's what we set out to do, yeah. So it's all going well.
It's about changing the pitch as well. So actually, had Keith Woodcock actually in earlier in the week as well. Actually, I called him Steve because I was talking about you just before. Terrible. Anyway, so yeah, and he was talking about like having wheelchair rugby and that and stuff like that. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
There is. I mean, there's a wealth of opportunity, and the biggest thing that you can do with that is you can plan, and as goes to prove, I mean, you know, tomorrow we've got a home match tomorrow at the moment. Is it going to be on? Is it not? And I think that people just don't realise it's not a matter of just taking money at the turnstile and having a bit of tea and coffee available for people. There's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes there, and people are hanging around waiting to find out whether the game's going to be on or not. So once this three-generation pitch comes along, there can be a lot more planning, and we can get some more people involved, and we know that our efforts are going to come to fruition.
Yeah, and the fans are know then as well that it'd be a lot less likely for one of the matches to be postponed, because it is really difficult, isn't it, to be.
Yeah, it is. People want to plan and they want to know what they want to do. I mean, you know, one good thing about non-league is the fact that you can sometimes just attend at a bit of a whim at the last minute, so that's good. But it's also letting people know through social media that if it is off, making sure people don't have wasted visits, so and letting people know as soon as possible. But lucky enough, the match tomorrow, we have a local side that's just from up the road. We're playing Bells and Pitsy, so at least they don't have so far to come. So we leave it. I think we've got a pitch inspection due between about 10 and 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Nice.
So we can then let people know from there what to do.
Yeah, because you're all fighting for it, really, because they're sitting on fifth, aren't they? They're 2 points ahead and two positions ahead of you in a moment as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they had a win during the week, which then took them a little bit away from us. We've got a game or two in hand over them, so it's actually a big match tomorrow. Mm. 6 points, I think people once referred it to. So it is that, and I think it's just that bit of a psychological advantage and also just a bit of confidence that gets built into the squad.
Yeah, totally. So, Sophie, do you go along as well?
Yeah, I normally go with my dad.
All right, yeah. How long have you been going then?
I've probably been going for about 2 years now, is it?
Oh, is there many other sort of people your age going along as well?
Not a lot of people my age. There's a few people a bit younger than me that are in, like, the small youth team.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay, so if there's anybody around your age, or if you're telling people at school and say, why don't you come along to football? Why would you ask them to come along? What is the draw for you to actually go along with your dad?
Well, it's a nice, like, family atmosphere that you can have. And, yeah, it's just really nice for people to go along and just have a bit of fun. And the fans are amazing, all, like, chanting and singing. So, yeah, it's great.
Do you chant and sing as well? You
yes.
Can just, yeah, good, yeah.
The fans make a lot of songs.
Oh, is there really?
About the players and everybody.
Oh, what's your favourite one?
I'm not sure. There's loads.
There's loads. Mm. Is there really one for every player, virtually, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So you've got all the flags there as well, have you?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Mm. Oh, nice one. So you stay for literally the whole match as well?
Yeah. They also do, at halftime, they do a 50-50 draw, which is good as well.
Oh, what's that? A 50-50 draw,
so
sounds good.
So you go and you pay for a ticket and you can win half of the money that's raised.
So it's all good fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go to any away matches?
Yeah, we went to an away match the other time, the other day, which was good.
Was that? Yeah, it's different, isn't it, from being at home, though? But you still, do you sing louder then when you're away?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to, right? That's how I lost my voice to be. Have you lost your voice yet on that?
No, not yet.
Oh, you will soon, I'm sure. Mm. You, especially towards the end of the season, but yeah, it's coming close. Yeah.
I can't believe that she's actually said about all the really good things that she likes about going and hasn't mentioned about the burgers and the food.
There you go.
The food is great.
Is it? There you go. Well, listen, Steve, as well, like with the 3G project, what's the updates have we got?
Yeah, had a good chat with the chairman, Jez, on a few occasions just over the last week or so. And yeah, it's really good. Things are on track. There's, you know, there's lots of things in the background that's bubbling up, and so we just need to make sure that we're piecing it all together. Everything's going to come along at the right time. We've got the support of the fans and the sponsors as well. So we've still got money coming in from them, which is really, really good. So at the moment, the news is we're all on track. We're all ready for May the 7th. So yeah, let's bring it on. Yeah,
yeah, soon beer as well, won't it? So
it will do. Yeah, it will do. And it's just mornings and days and afternoons like this that I look out and I just think, please, May the 7th, please come as quick as you can.
Yeah. Well, like I say, this month has already flown by, to be fair. And you've got another event to keep yourself busy as well, haven't you, there?
Yeah, so one of the other things that we're kicking off this week is, like I've said when I've been on before, we want to really help the community and get people involved as well. So one of the things that we're doing is we've reached out to a couple of organisations that work with us. One of them is called Let's Get Out, and the other one is called Lennox Children's Cancer Fund. And for them, what we're going to do, we're running an Easter egg campaign where we're going to be asking supporters, sponsors, anybody, members from the general public, people listening now, can come along, donate an Easter egg or two. It can be as big or as small as you want. That's not the issue. The issue is just to make that bit of a dedication and give us something. And basically, the week leading up to Easter, we will then go out to the couple of organisations and we're going to deliver them to those organisations. The first one, Let's Get Out. It's an outdoor kids club that's teaching forestry and bushcraft skills to 11 to 16 year olds, and all of this is leading up to Duke of Edinburgh Award scheme. So there's some really good youth people that are going to benefit from that. You know, they've done a lot of research into it. Outdoor work and outdoor activity certainly helps to stimulate and to help to bring on youngsters as well. Certainly some youngsters dealing a little bit maybe with like physical and mental problems, and that the outdoors really, really helps them.
Yeah.
So they do some great stuff. Let's Get Out. Anyone wants to look it up, www.letsgetout.co.uk. So that's the first organisation, and the other one really needs no explanation at all. It's the Lennox Children's Cancer Fund that helps families of children with cancer.
Okay, and how can people sort of bring the eggs to you and stuff like that? What can they do?
Yeah, so the first initial thing, it's there's going to be announcements. People in are going to start getting inundated, I think, with just announcements of what we're going to do and ideas of how they can bring Easter eggs down. But predominantly, it's going to be home games. They can come down to bring Easter eggs down. We've got a game tomorrow, as I say. Hopefully, it beats the weather. And then we've got another couple of games in March, and the very last match that we really want is the next time I'm on air, which is Friday, I think the 22nd of March. We have a home match on that Friday. And at any time anyone wants to come down and bring Easter eggs during that time, that'd be great. But we will also make another couple of windows available, maybe on a Tuesday night when the guys do training here. So even if someone just wants to come down, they don't want to come to the match, it's not a problem at all. So we're going to make that facility open as well.
Oh, that's amazing. And that will all be on the website as well, will it, Steve, soon?
It will be, yeah. It'll be on the website, I'd say, certainly within 4 to 5 days. It'll be on the website. It will be on all social media channels, yeah.
And the game tomorrow. So when will we find out if it's on or not as well?
Yeah, pitch inspection's due between 10 and 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
All right. So why have we got to come down, Soph?
Mainly for the food.
Brilliant. Oh, there you go. Well done. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Steve?
No, listen, lots of stuff going on, trust me, but you're off air at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. You'd still be going 6 o'clock tomorrow, wouldn't you, really?
No, there's you know, it's all good. It's, you know, you walk through that football club and you just see smiles on people's faces. You know, it's exciting times. The supporters club now, they're building. So when we went to Heybridge on Saturday and Sophia come with me there, must have had a good 25% of the attendance at Heybridge was Brentwood Town fans, which was great. In a couple of weeks' time, we've got a big away match at Felixstowe. I know we've got a couple of small coaches, minibuses that's going up for that one. So it's really gathering momentum. We're welcome for more people to get involved and come with us. Any volunteers would be great. Please let me know, by the way. It's just a great journey, and I think it'd be good if people are 50-50. Shall I come? Never been before. Please give it a go. Come along. Mention Steve on the gate. I'd love to come over and say hello, introduce myself, and please, you know, jump on this little journey we've got.
Yeah, it's a really good ride at the moment as well. Where you're sitting at the moment, you still don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be to the wire, do you reckon? How are you feeling about it, really? Go on, Steve.
Yeah.
I won't tell anyone.
No. Listen, I think anyone who follows Brentwood, our away form is fantastic. It's by far the best in the league. We played 13 games and won 11. It's great. Mm. Home form, we need to just get that back on track a little bit. So we've got a couple of our away games are the tough away games we've got to go, which actually in a way you'd say that's an advantage. It's going to go to the wire. We are going to be having a couple of big games over the next few weeks. We've got Bowles coming up, we've got Felixstowe away, so we've got a couple of big games there against our rivals. We've got Maldon that's just breathing down our necks. That's the team that we have on that Friday, so that's an Essex derby. So please come along on a Friday night, a bit different, 7:45 kickoff.
Lovely.
It's going to go to the wire, that's for sure.
I feel anxious, and I'll have to come along to at least a couple of matches before the end of the season. Sophia, anything else you want to add?
No, not really, that's it.
Just come along, support the Blues.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, great stuff. Sophia, Steve, thanks so much. And Steve, I'll be seeing you next week, all right? Not next week, I'll be seeing you next month, I should say. It will feel like next week, to be fair. Thanks so much for coming in again. Right, up next we've got Katie for Kings, and then I'll be updating you with the travel.